Hi guys, Ed from Medics Money here. So on the 6th of March 2024, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt delivered his second budget. Since his first budget, it's fair to say that some economic indicators have improved, including an inflation rate of 4% instead of 10.1% last time he did a budget, and forecasts showing that debt will fall to below 94% of GDP by 2028, down from over 100%. However, with his headroom for pre-election tax cuts being reduced almost weekly by the Office of Budget Responsibility, the Chancellor clearly had difficulty in producing too much in terms of headline-grabbing giveaways. Almost none of the measures announced today were a surprise, with almost all being leaked to the papers beforehand, and the budget overall leaves many wondering, really, if Jeremy Hunt has done enough to shift the opinion polls before the next general election. Now, as always, we will leave the politics aside and let you make up your own minds about the budget. But in this brief podcast or video, if you're watching on YouTube, we will go through some of the main changes that will affect doctors and other healthcare professionals.
The Medics Money podcast helps doctors, dentists, and other professionals make better financial decisions. Hosted by myself, Dr. Tommy Perkins, a GP.
And by me, Dr. Ed Cantelo, a GP, but also a chartered accountant and chartered tax advisor.
This podcast is for general information only and does not constitute any form of advice, and tax allowances and rates are subject to change.
So firstly, the main headline-grabbing changes relate to national insurance contributions, just as was the case in the Autumn Statement. The Chancellor announced a further 2% cut in national insurance contributions for employees and the self-employed from 6th of April 2024, on top of the previously announced cuts. So, for employees, which would include hospital doctors, nurses, salaried GPs, the 12% national insurance contribution rate, which affects salaries between the range of £12,570 to £50,270, that was cut to 10% from 6th of January 2024 and will be cut further to 8% from the 6th of April 2024. For the self-employed, including GP partners and those who are locum as self-employed individuals, the 9% Class 4 National Insurance contribution rate, which affects taxable profits between £12,570 to £50,270, that will now be decreased to 6% from the 6th of April 2024, instead of the previously announced 8%. And of course, don't forget, for the self-employed, Class 2 National Insurance is being completely abolished from the 6th of April 2024 as well. So some good news regarding national insurance contributions. The Chancellor also announced changes to what's known as the High Income Child Benefit Charge, which has basically been unchanged since it was introduced in 2013 by George Osborne as one of his many austerity measures at the time. The High Income Child Benefit Charge effectively claws back any child benefit paid once the adjusted net income of either the claimant or his or her partner exceeds £50,000. And once the adjusted net income exceeds £60,000, all child benefit that's claimed has to be repaid. At Medics Money, we talk a lot about marginal tax rates, something that we think that all healthcare professionals should be aware of. You know, currently, a parent with one child with an adjusted net income between £50,000 and £60,000 faces a marginal income tax and national insurance rate of 54% for every extra pound they earn, rising to 63% if there are two children, and if there are three children, it rises to 71%, and that's ignoring student loans and the pension. From April 2024, the thresholds will be raised such that child benefit will be clawed back once the adjusted net income reaches £60,000 rather than £50,000, and will not be fully clawed back unless the income exceeds £80,000, a move that the Chancellor says will take about 170,000 families out of having to pay the charge. In the long term, from April 2026, the Chancellor intends to change the charge so that it applies to families rather than individuals, to remove the inherent unfairness in the system whereby two partners with incomes of £49,000 can get full child benefit, even though their combined incomes nearly reach £100,000, while one person with income over £50,000 will start to lose it. So he's going to make it such that it's assessed on a household basis rather than per individual. In terms of the NHS itself, the Chancellor announced funding of £3.4 billion to fund in full, he says, an NHS productivity plan, which he alleges will bring 1.9% productivity gains per year in the NHS. The plan includes, amongst other things, plans to cut form filling using AI, improving the NHS app to reduce missed appointments, creating a new staff app to help with staff rotas, upgrading MRI scanners, and doubling the amounts invested in digital transformation and IT upgrades. On top of that, he also announced an additional £2.5 billion of day-to-day funding for the NHS in England for 2024 to 2025, aimed at reducing waiting times. Now, of course, many of us will be treating the news of these investments with scepticism, but again, we're going to let you make up your own minds about that. Now, there were many other measures in the budget. Here are a few of the other ones that may be relevant to you guys as healthcare professionals. So, firstly, as was widely trailed, the Chancellor announced an additional £5,000 ISA allowance on top of the current £20,000 allowance each year, with this extra £5,000 being allocated towards investment in British stocks and shares. It will receive all of the usual ISA benefits, so any dividend income will be tax-free, any capital gains made will be tax-free, and so on, but it only applies to British stocks and shares. The government intend to consult on the details of this new ISA, but that will be on top of the usual £20,000 ISA allowance. Now, a lot of us struggle to actually use up all of our £20,000 ISA allowance, but for those of you who do, that's an extra on top coming up at some point down the line. This may not affect too many of us, but the so-called non-dom status will be abolished from April 2025. So individuals who are resident in the UK, but not domiciled here, can benefit from a special tax regime that exempts their foreign income from being taxed unless it is brought or remitted into the UK. Now, from April 2025, this will be abolished. Instead, in the first 4 years of being resident in the UK, any foreign income and gains will not be taxed, and after that, they will be. So it simplifies the system, raises some money for the government, and of course, many of you will be aware that the Labour Party had already announced that was what they were going to do if they won the next election. So from the government's point of view, it also takes away that plan for the Labour Party. So a bit of politics in there as well. In one of the few surprise moves of the budget, the capital gains tax rate on properties that are not the individual's principal private residence will be cut from 28% to 24%. The Chancellor says that recent analysis apparently has shown that that will actually increase tax receipts. So for any of you guys who have more than one property, if you've invested in property and you then go on to sell that property at a gain, the tax rate will be lower now. Next in the budget, the Chancellor announced another freeze in fuel duty, a freeze in alcohol duty, and a new tax on vaping products. And finally, this may be relevant to some doctors with private practice. There will be an increase in the VAT registration threshold to £90,000 from £85,000, which is the first increase in 7 years. So basically, businesses can now earn £90,000 before having to register for VAT. Again, that may not be applicable to many of us, but some people with private practice income, if it's hovering around that threshold, it may be a little bit longer before you have to register for VAT. There were many other measures announced by the Chancellor in his speech that lasted over an hour, but those were the main ones that will or may affect doctors and other healthcare professionals. Jeremy Hunt claims that after the measures in this budget, the average earner in the UK now has the lowest effective personal tax rate since 1975. Others point out that by 2028 to 2029, the government will collect 37.1 pence every pound generated in the economy, which is the highest level in nearly 80 years. Now, given the next general election has to be called before January 2025, it really does remain to be seen whether Mr. Hunt will get to present his third budget in March 2025. I guess only time will tell. Anyway, hope you guys found that this podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, this video helpful. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.